There's a new private investigator in Boston, and in the span of three novels, she's become one of my favorite characters. Her name is Fina Ludlow, and she's the creation of author Ingrid Thoft. Let me tell you about Fina. She's a 30-ish single woman who packs a gun and a mean punch. She lives solely on junk food and is tough as nails, which is a good thing considering her wealthy family. Her father, Carl, heads up Boston's biggest personal injury law firm, where Fina's three brothers also work. Carl is shrewd and money-driven. When Fina is in a car that explodes, for example, Dear Dad worries about the car. Fina's mother, Elaine, is a cold, selfish martyr who never misses a chance to tell Fina what a disappointment she is. And yet, Fina works as an investigator for the family firm. She likes two of her brothers and knows she's good at what she does. The first novel in the series is Loyalty, the second is Identity, and the most recent is Brutality. I would definitely start at the beginning, although the author gives enough background to jump in later. In the course of the books, Fina is mugged, beaten, and stabbed, which, along with constant lies from clients and crooks, only makes her more determined. Each novel tackles a different case, although there are themes and subplots that are carried over, especially a subplot concerning one of Fina's brothers. I like so many things about these books. The author does a remarkable job of keeping Fina a very real person, not a gumshoe caricature. She lets us intuit how much Fina is hurt by her parents, yet she never spells out anything. She surrounds Fina with a balanced cast of supporting characters, which gives us a chance to see more of her personality. I love Fina's very funny, sarcastic observations as she goes about her cases, everything from personalities to fashions to food. The city of Boston, from its glamorous spots to its working-class neighborhoods, is also a fine supporting character. And yes, I know they're both fictional characters, but I'd love to see Fina work a case with that longtime iconic Boston PI, Spencer. I think they'd get along fine, as long as Spencer does the cooking.